This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Britney Spears has gone topless on Instagram for the fourth time in almost as many days. Yep, while fans initially praised the star for her new sense of personal freedom, many are now concerned. Spears is shown staring at the camera while covering her chest with her hands. Some fans said, someone else must be posting these, but no, it's all Britney. Cray cray! In its global launch, Disney's Jungle Cruise grossed $62 million worldwide. That doesn't include $30 million that came from Disney Plus in the day-and-date streaming release, which brings the total to $92 million. The Rock Emily Blunt film performed ahead of expectations domestically, but came in a lot lower internationally. How do you say Jungle Cruise in Mongolian? The Weeknd says he's sober light after years of using hard drugs and alcohol as coping mechanisms. He admits he still smokes weed and occasionally drinks, but otherwise he's clean. He said, quote, I'm not a heavy drinker as much as I used to be, and no hard drugs, unquote. The entertainer said drugs were a crutch for him at his lowest point. Hey, now he can feel his face. Beyoncé's Formation is the best music video of all time, according to Rolling Stone. Yep, the video, released in 2016 and directed by Melina Matsoukas, edged out other iconic music videos like Michael Jackson's Billie Jean, Prince's Kiss, and Lady Gaga's Bad Romance. Okay, but what about Weird Al Yankovic's Eat It? Rebel Wilson has her heart set on starting a family. Yep, the 41-year-old actress revealed that she lost 65 pounds in order to have a better chance at getting pregnant. Wilson began her health journey last year when her doctor told her that she would have a much better chance at getting pregnant if she was healthier. In other words, no more Aussie hand pies for her. Rihanna is officially the world's richest female musician. The Barbados native, 33, is worth around $1.7 billion. An estimated $1.4 billion of her fortune comes from the value of her company Fenty Beauty, with the rest from her lingerie company Savage X Fenty and her acting career. Now if she could just release a new album. Johnny Depp won a victory in his court battle against ex-wife Amber Heard that will force a charity to reveal whether the actress lived up to her promise to donate her $7 million divorce settlement. A judge in New York ordered the ACLU to release documents to confirm whether she donated the payout from their 2017 divorce. $7 million. That's a lot of doubloons. 21-year-old internet influencer and former Dancing with the Stars contestant Hayes Greer was arrested for brutally beating up a man and stealing his phone in North Carolina. Yeah, he was extradited from LA to face charges of common law robbery, felony conspiracy, and assault with serious bodily injury. Yeah, that's some influencer. Dolly Parton was so moved the first time she heard Whitney Houston's version of Dolly's 1973 song, I Will Always Love You, she said she had to pull over the car so she wouldn't crash it. Houston's version, which became one of the all-time biggest singles, also made Parton $10 million in royalties in the 90s, and the checks keep coming. Yep, that song is as big as her tits.
Idiot of the Week!
Rapper DaBaby was cut from Lollapalooza's closing lineup following crude and homophobic remarks he made last week at the Rolling Loud Festival in Miami. Organizers tweeted that rapper Young Thug would perform instead and stated that Lollapalooza was founded on diversity, inclusivity, respect, and love. Da idiot! Kurt Cobain's childhood home in Washington State has been unanimously approved by the Department of Archaeology and Historic Preservation to be turned into a landmark. It's a modest 1,500 square foot home where the late rocker grew up. Cobain lived in the Aberdeen House from 1968 to 1984. So it smells like Kurt's spirit. Sorry. 19-year-old Billie Eilish has opened up about how she perceives her body on a day-to-day basis and the effect that social media has on those feelings. "I see people online looking like I've never looked," she said, "and immediately that makes me feel really bad. I'm very happy with my life. I'm obviously not happy with my body," unquote. Yeah, welcome to the club, Billie. Gordon Ramsay's working relationship with Fox Entertainment is growing. The celebrity chef and studio are forming a new production outfit, Studio Ramsay Global, that will develop, produce, and distribute unscripted programming focused on food and lifestyle for Fox, its free streaming service Tubi, and other platforms. Well, fuck me. Fucking congrats, Gordon. There's an upcoming Michael Jackson Broadway show and a Cirque du Soleil show returning to Las Vegas after a long pandemic break. Things weren't looking too good after the 2019 HBO documentary Leaving Neverland aired, raising child molestation allegations again against Jackson. Wow, I can't believe it's been 12 years since he beat it. Sorry. The Trash Bin. Marrying Millions star Bill Hutchinson, 63, was arrested for sexual assault of a 17-year-old girl at his home. She moved in with his family in Laguna Beach, California, so she could finish her junior year at the local high school as her family moved to another area of the state. She says Hutchinson would provide alcohol, marijuana, and inappropriately touch her.
Yuck.
The news wrap-up.
Sky News Australia has been kicked off YouTube for 1 week for broadcasting COVID-19 misinformation. Microsoft will require vaccinations for U.S. workers, vendors, and office visitors. Chinese video game shares plunged after state media calls the product spiritual opium. Amazon has launched a smart soap dispenser to make sure you wash for 20 seconds.
20 seconds aren't up yet, you filthy pig.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
The Suicide Squad is the biggest film in the country.
The number one album.
Billie Eilish, happier than ever, enters the charts at number one.
The number one app.
Once again, it's Player Unknown's Battlegrounds.
The number one book.
The Last Thing He Told Me by Laura Dave is the top fiction book.
Bruno Mars has responded to claims that he is a cultural thief and has appropriated black culture in his music and performance. The singer-songwriter was born to a Filipina mother and a Puerto Rican and Jewish father. Mars was confronted with the claims of cultural appropriation, which have provoked debate on social media for years. He says he's proud to borrow from his heroes of the past and that he's honoring them, not stealing from them. Perhaps the naysayers and haters are just plain jealous of his huge talent. I say go troll somewhere else and leave Bruno alone. Bruno's latest project with Anderson .Paak has already netted them a number one hit, Leave the Door Open, and their new song is bound to be another hit. Here's Bruno Mars, Anderson .Paak, and Silk Sonic with the song of the week, Skate.
In a room full of dimes, you would be $100 if the environment. Girl, they lock your little fine ass up in the tower. The way you move like you do, ooh, it's like you do it for a living. Do a little spin, do it again. See, look like you're playing for the win. Oh, baby, I'm trying to roll, I'm trying to ride, I'm trying to float, I'm trying to glide. No, no, don't be shy, just take
was Bruno Mars, Anderson .Paak, and Silk Sonic with the song of the week, Skate. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.